Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James Harrison. Of course, everybody's got everything to say. This from FS1's Undisputed. James Harrison becoming, I guess, a regular panelist on this show.
The people that are saying he's not a good teammate, that's their truth. That's how they feel. That's their understanding as far as their relationship they have with him. For me, I think Ben is a good teammate. I think Ben is a good leader.
All right, let me get the lay of the land now from this fella since he retired. So he's been critical of Mike Tomlin. He said Lev should fake an injury. He has also aligned himself with Antonio Brown, saying that he was filming something with him. And now he has Ben's back. Maybe James Harrison, in thinking about all this, maybe James Harrison isn't, this is going to come out wrong, but maybe he's not smart enough to lie. Maybe this is just all what he really feels. Or perhaps he's a really good guy to have on television because he just says what he feels is the truth.
Or maybe he's like Le'Veon Bell and it just changes depending on who he's talking to at any given moment or when he's talking about it. Maybe he just shifts with the changing currents and the winds.
You know, I don't know.
That Norwegian cruise liner, right? I mean, maybe he just lists one way or another. And today, if they say he's a bad leader, that's their opinion.
But he has no incentive to say Ben's a good leader. Like, he's already absolutely worn out his welcome as a former Pittsburgh Steeler. That's why I tend to believe James Harrison, as crazy as the stuff that he says, this is a guy that's got no motives. This is a guy that's got no incentive. This is a guy that would be right now. It'd be easier for him to pile on and say Ben's a bad leader.
Yeah, and it's interesting.
He went against his own grain.
It's interesting to me, too, because as you said there, he went against his own grain. He was one of those guys in the room years ago who helped perpetuate that sort of defense versus offense mentality. And a lot of that was guys like James Harrison on the defensive side of the ball didn't like Ben Roethlisberger in particular. And that's what led to that rift, you remember, years ago. And it existed for a while. And James Harrison was at the heart of it. Even though he was on the complete opposite corner of the locker room from Ben Roethlisberger, he's now going to attest to Ben Roethlisberger's leadership. That's fine if he wants to do that. At this point, I am so done with James Harrison, with Antonio Brown, with Le'Veon Bell, that I take what they say and I just kind of shrug it off like, okay, great. That's your opinion,
love
bro.
Jim, isn't it the bigger story in all of this is how much of an aversion he had for the media and how great he's become. Great might be the wrong word. How readily available he's become to talk to these big shows. And when he talks, he actually says some things that has substance and people pay attention to. It's crazy.
Well, he was always, he didn't say a whole lot. And he could be an intimidating guy to go up to. And excuse me, James, you got a minute? No. That kind of thing. But I'm sure he's being compensated for his time. That helps. But it is funny. There were guys, you know, the most famous guy, Sterling Sharp, wouldn't talk to the media. And then all of a sudden, where is he? Oh, he's in the media because it's a way to make a living after you're done playing football. So it's not surprising. And I know what you said earlier about him not being, and it's, I know you didn't mean it quite like that, like not being smart enough to lie.
I kind of do mean it like that.
Do you? Okay.
But
Harrison has always been a fairly straight shooter when he had something to say. And, you know, all the stuff about Roger Goodell and when he was on the magazine cover and he had
You mean like this?
Did you ever try to reach out to him? Have you ever talked to him? Is there a relationship there at all?
What I need to reach out to him for? I don't need to build a relationship with him. We're not friends. We never will be.
Okay. Well, he is the guy in charge, and he's...
He ain't in charge of nothing that I do, no more. He has no say on what I do. I can say whatever I want to about him.
You mean like straightforward like that, Jim?
Something along those lines.
Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah, kind
stuff
of direct
like that?
There.
Something
okay.
Along those lines.
All right, fair enough.
This viewpoint on Ben, though, is interesting. And I don't necessarily think he's being contrary just to be contrary.
But either. I think that's the greater thing to take away from yesterday, which is James Harrison circling back around to say, well, yeah, Ben is a good leader. Juju and James Conner both with social media posts yesterday in support of Ben. This continued national media beatdown and pile-on of Ben Roethlisberger's quote-unquote leadership has started to come back around. And again, Ben Roethlisberger has not addressed it in any way, shape, or form, but now we do have teammates and a former teammate, pretty prominent former teammate, who we thought would have been at odds with Ben Roethlisberger at times, coming back around to say, oh, no. This guy is a good leader, and we, in Connor's and Smith-Schuster's instance, we will
James
follow
Washington
this guy
too.
Yeah,
which is even more important because he's not the star. He's, you know, well, he's a young guy that needs to
learn.
And
that's what I want to get into next, though. Should Juju stay above the fray in all of this? Juju is now at a crossroads, right? And Juju chimed in on it, and that is calculated, right? Juju sees everything burning beneath him or simmering beneath him, and he says, "I'm now the big dog," and he knows it. AB's out of town. Is it Jute and Juju sticks up for his quarterback, which is good, but should he stay above the fray? Because at some point, we all know what's going to happen. AB or Le'Veon Bell is going to make a run at Juju on social media. The turncoats will turn fully. And should Juju mind his P's and Q's this year? How should he comport himself moving forward? Because it's going to be, he's going to come into someone's crosshairs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.